Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. Let's not forget about the over-the-road truck drivers out there, then the 18-wheelers, the guys and gals, as well as the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, Felix and Company. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can check us out by going to our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us anywhere else, you can always hear us streaming live during the show right there on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And then what happens is after the program's over, the loop starts in playing the current show, the last one we did, which will be tonight's show, until the next show comes on live at 2 o'clock in the morning the next morning. How about that? And we've got our podcast over there, too, for those of you that want to go get the podcast. Now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got this, and I'll just call it crazy. We've got two guys that were posing as covert op agents for the DHS, and they sucked in the Secret Service and gave them a bunch of lollipops and candy. I'm exaggerating, but they gave them stuff.
Well, lollipops and candy is not what they gave them, but they gave them free apartments, free rent. They gave them an AR-15 valued at about $2,000. Let's see here. I mean, they gave them a car. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. I think there are four Secret Service agents that are on administrative paid leave because they were recipients of all of these things that these two cats were giving them, including cell phones, a drone, a flat screen TV. but it appears that these two were well-financed. Well, finance. This has been going on since 2020. Now, one of them has a name that's very Iranian, so it could be an Iranian operation. We don't know this yet.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the Secret Service agents happened to be assigned to Jill Biden's detail. This whole thing came to light because this particular building where these cats lived is full of government law enforcement of various types.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was some kind of a complaint made by the postman, that there was some kind of a battery or some kind of an attack or some kind of a confrontation. And so the post office, that particular postman, went to the boss, and the boss decided to go over to the building and do a little bit of investigating and whatnot, mm-hmm. and encountered these two and investigated them. And that's where it was turned over to the FBI. So that's how the whole thing got started.
Wow.
One bragged about having ties to the Pakistani intelligence, otherwise known as ISI.
Right.
So this one's, you know, hat tip for the FBI, but if it hadn't been for the complaint by the post office, how long would this have gone on, and what was the ultimate mission set of these two cats? But anyway, shame on the Secret Service.
Uh-huh.
I would say. The Secret Service didn't work too hard to validate what these guys were doing.
Hmm. Maybe they were trying to intercept their way into the White House.
Well, there is some thought that that's true, but they also, you know, were trying to make their way into the Department of Defense and the Department of the Navy.
Right.
So this, I don't think we know everything yet. I've read the complaint where they have been arrested. I think there's a lot more to it. I think what's in the initial complaint for these two guys is just kind of like the deck chair off the Titanic.
What were they charged with initially?
Impersonating a law enforcement federal.
Okay. Impersonating federal. Yeah, that is a big-time charge. It's a felony.
It's a felony, but it's only, I think, it has a 3-year sentence.
Well, that's enough.
Well,
if you don't want to be walking around, that's enough.
Well, we still don't know about visas. We don't know if they're U.S. citizens. There's a lot of other things that we don't know yet. That's why I'm saying these are the initial charges.
Okay, we'll have to keep our eyeballs and ears open on this one to be continued, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, yes, we have to talk about Ukraine, and we got to talk about the Michigan governor and Jimmy Kimmel. They're all in trouble. Wait to hear this one. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
And if you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. They've been saving people a lot of money for going on 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O, and you can find out where the local agent is in your area, or you can get a quote right there, right off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'll cover all that, too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance. You will save a boatload of money. That's the way to do it. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com. Either do it online or find out who your agent is and go say howdy, howdy to your agent. So there you go. Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and hello to you.
Good morning.
Now, for all the wrong reasons, once again, Michigan's Democratic Governor Whitmer is suing to get rid of the 1931 state ban on abortion. Think she'll be successful?
I think what she's doing is trying to determine if there is a pathway for legislatively doing it. So they have a ban, and what will it take to remove this ban. So if the legislature won't do it, I think she wants to do it as a governor. So I think that's where that's really going. I don't know why abortion is so important to the Democrats. I just, they're like obsessed with it.
Yes, you are right. You are absolutely right. Now, Jimmy Kimmel was reported to the Capitol Police for the threat of violence by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. What's that all about?
I don't know. Don't care.
I don't either, but it sounds like it's up a little nitpicking going on back and forth.
I just don't care.
Well, I'll bet you care about this one. John Durham's prosecution of Clinton's campaign lawyer, Mr. Sussman, keeps getting stronger as more lies have been exposed and things are starting to come to light. Again, we're going to hear about another group of stuff. Somehow, I guess it's going to be released again. I don't know who's doing the releasing, do you?
What he has said is that the charge is lying to not only the FBI, but also lying to Congress. During an investigation, and he and his lawyers are saying he didn't lie, but now we have it in email, the evidence in email that it was there, it was a lie. So Sussman's lawyer is trying to take that piece of evidence out of evidence, I guess because of context or whatever. But this tells me that that is but one of the smoking guns. What I'm most interested in are the testimonies that Durham has gotten from some other people, those including the Hillary Clinton campaign. Those are in the Hillary Clinton circle. And the DNC. We don't know that yet. let's also, too, not forget that Durham does, I think, in part, have his hands on documents from Perkins Coie, the law firms that were deeply involved in all of this. So, yeah, this one's not going to go away anytime soon.
All right. I have a little message here just sent to me from Kathy. And Kathy is up in Madison, Wisconsin. And she's driving along listening to us. She's in a truck. And she's driving along listening to us on iHeartRadio. Thank you very much, Kathy. Now, she's saying it just dawned on her that if Nancy Pelosi knew that she was COVID-13 positive, or COVID-19 positive, and she hugged the president and hugged other dignitaries that were there, including the former President Barack Obama, and gave them kisses, could she be charged for that?
Probably not.
But if it were you or me, if it were me, right?
Well, The fascinating thing here is when Jen Psaki was asked about all this, mm-hmm. We're following CDC guidance. They have to be in the company of the president for longer than 15 minutes and blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. But here's the fascinating thing. There are several people now that are COVID-19 positive, or no, let me say it this way, that have tested positive.
Correct.
And Susan Collins, I think, is.
Yep.
She's
one.
Two or three others.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all on the heels of the Biden administration asking for another $10 billion for COVID relief money, when there's more than that from the last COVID relief funding that hasn't even been spent yet,
mm-hmm.
and where the CDC is been given the authority to lift Title 42 of the immigration thing. So it's a mess. You know, you want, it's not serious, but you want $10 billion, but never mind, because we want to let all these people in at the southern border. So.
Yeah, plus you want to let Ukrainians in, too. Now, by the way, the people on the southern border are upset that the Ukrainians are coming through. And then I heard something the other day from, what was it? It was something, was it the Cubans are starting to gang up on the southern border?
Oh, they've been coming. They've been coming like crazy.
Hmm. Well, we got to stop this. I mean, I don't want them in here, do you? We got enough people in here. Jeez.
We're just breaking the law. That's the big thing. And you know, I wish somebody in the press corps would ask Biden himself or Jen Psaki, not that you'd get a real answer, what's the limit? Do you close the border when we get to 10 million a year? And has Biden himself picked up the phone and called any of these leaders? They called the, you know, Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras.
Mm.
And what about the international trade representatives that we have? You know, why are we talking to those countries so their own citizens have a reason to stay in the country?
Yeah. All right, well, I got a real quick question here from Fred down in Rio de Janeiro, Copacabana Beach. He said, doesn't a congressman or congresswoman have to live in their district? If so, why does Maxine Waters get away with not living in her district?
I don't think she's the only one, but, you know, it's California, so who cares, right?
Right. That seems, okay. seems to be the attitude. Yep.
That's all right.
So, Fred, that's your answer. It's not much of an answer, but it's, that's it.
That's it. Been that way a long time.
Yeah. And there are other people, you are right, that do not live in their district that represent different congressional districts. As a matter of fact, I could be wrong, but I think AOC was one of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that she may live in it now, but I think to begin with, she didn't. All right, here comes the music in my ear. We will talk to you on the weekend edition of the program. Enjoy your day. I know you're going to be whittling away, as they say, right?
Yep.
Okay, have a good day, and I'll talk to you tonight.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes, and get on her list, and you'll know what she knows.
Bill Radio for real American patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need, but not both. I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us which is likely, but I hope Judge Jackson proves me wrong.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Look forward to this every day. And, of course, it's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They've got 2 campuses. We'll tell you where they're at so you can figure out which one you want to go visit. And you need to call them up and ask to take the tour. I'll tell you how to do all that right after they get to tell you about themselves. And here they are.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first one is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. So they're right here in my backyard. The second school is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is located just outside the city limits of Boston. And either one, I want you to write this phone number down. It's 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That's the switchboard line for National Aviation Academy. Call them up and tell them which one of those schools you want to go take the tour of. Either that or maybe you want to go see boats. Can't make up your mind with just one. There might be one that might be better than the other that you might like. So the number is 800-659-2080, asked to take the tour. Now, when you take the tour, you get a chance to talk to some students. You get a chance to talk to some instructors. And, of course, you get a chance to talk to the money people that work on the loan applications, because you get a student loan unless you're in the military. And then, of course, you can use your GI Bill, and they can help you with that. And some of you may not know how much you got left in your GI Bill because you've already used it for another school or something along the line. But that being said, you'll be able to find out and get whatever you got left, and whatever you don't, then you finance that through a student loan, which is not that difficult to do. And away you go. Now, here's what you can expect. You can expect the very first year as an aviation maintenance technician that you're going to make yourself around $60,000 a year with the normal amount of regular hours and the normal amount of overtime. And most of that would be here in the United States. But the second you go outside the country and go to work somewhere else, you can almost double that. You can almost double that. And that's where you start. Now, the longer you're there, the more you make. The better you get at what you do, the more in demand you become. So check them out. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. They have a location in Clearwater, Florida. They have another one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. Clearwater, of course, is in Tampa Bay, right across the way from me. And you call them at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Well, the Ukraine is gathering its dead and collecting evidence of Russian atrocities on the ruined outskirts of Kyiv as the two sides are gearing up Wednesday for what could become a climactic battle by Moscow's forces to seize the country's industrial east, which is where they're headed now, the Russian forces, to see if they can take control of the industrial eastern part of Ukraine. And they might very well be able to. We'll see. Don't know for sure, but I think they're going to try. Now, four airmen have earned a Distinguished Flying Cross for evacuating the first non-combatants out of Kabul's airport as Afghanistan fell under Taliban control last summer. Remember that? What an embarrassment. Talked about that a lot on the program. And we were giving you accurate information while some other people were just winging it, not knowing what was going on. And we still are in contact with a leader of a group who is still, to this day, getting people out of Afghanistan. How do you like that? Still to this day, getting people out of Afghanistan. So kudos to those four airmen. Now, the battalion commander and command sergeant major for the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marine Regiment, have been relieved of command following an investigation, the Marine Corps said. So they fired the battalion commander and a command sergeant major of a Hawaii infantry battalion. Boy, that's going to be interesting to figure out why that was. By the way, the Texas governor has ordered his National Guard to expand border protections for the fear of mass migration next month. They are doing a lot of crowd control training right now, and they are definitely going to be busy because they are the last line of defense coming into Texas. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered his state's National Guard to begin building mass detention areas along the border with Mexico and form boat blockades in the Rio Grande out of concern that changing federal policies will increase illegal crossings into Texas. Well, of course they will. Of course they will. And that's what they want. They want to. This is the Cloward Piven strategy on steroids. They want to overflow the system to accomplish the goal that they want, which is to bring in all these illegals. They think that they'll have all these votes because they'll have all these illegals. Well, maybe they won't. By the way, military bases in remote locations outside the contiguous United States have seen a slightly higher proportion of suicide attempts than bases on the mainland, but lower rates of suicide deaths, according to a government watchdog. I hate to even mention that, but you have to. You have to. And overseas, an American Afghan naval reservist who was held by the Taliban has returned home after getting out of custody for quite a while. Now, Safi Rauf, an Afghan-American naval reservist who was recently released from captivity under the Taliban, recounted his detainment and what it's like to finally return home. I imagine that's a story. You think? I bet it is. Imagine that's quite a story. And in the Russia-Ukraine live news, not to be outdone by each other, the Ukraine has made another appeal directly to NATO for more weapons. They say Kiev needs additional arms so more lives can be saved. The sooner the better. They still want planes if they can get them. They still want helicopters if they can't get the planes, and they still want beans and bullets and heavy ammo if they can get that. We'll see what happens. They definitely are worth the investment, in my opinion. And I think they've proven they can hold their own with the Russian army. Now, maybe not a straight-on frontal assault, but certainly the way they've been doing it, hit, run, hit, run, hit, run, hit, run. They've been doing great, which is the way you beat the big boys when there's more of them than there is you. All right, let's see. Fred, I'll get to your question when we come back. Thank you very much. Fred down in Copacabana Beach. So there you go. All right, thanks very much. Be right back. The Watchdog on Wall Street coming up. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. In my conversation with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is being brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has got a brand new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too. And let's not forget about the fact that you can also get the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, police and fire, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them. Now, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, which means free oil changes and free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget that when you go to Moss Acura, if you tell them the captain sent you, look for the sales manager, tell them the captain sent you, you just might be very pleasantly surprised. But you got to do it that way, not the other way around. Don't do it with your salesperson. Do it with a sales manager. Tell them your captain sent you. All righty. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And Moss Family Automotive. MossFamilyAutomotive.com. And MossAcura.com. MossAcura.com. Those are the websites. Check them out. You might find something that's even in better shape than what you think it is, and it might outlast your Acura. So you never know what you're going to find. Check it out. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Listen, nearly 3 out of 4 Americans say the economy is on the wrong track.
Oh, I mean, people are feeling it. They go to the grocery store. They're getting whacked all over the place. We're already seeing people cutting back just even on staples and changing the way that they're purchasing things. And obviously this is going to push into other areas of the economy for stuff that are not essential or staple type goods where, you know, people aren't going to be able to afford them. So, yeah, inflation's the kicker. There's no doubt about that.
Now, we had a phenomenon happen this week, and I don't know how to explain it, but maybe you can. Unemployment filings fell to 166,000, the lowest weekly level in 54 years.
Yeah, like I said, there's a lot of job openings out there, that's for sure. You want a job, you can go get ahead and get one. I was amazed. I don't know if you saw the story. I mean, Walmart's now starting salary for their truckers is $110,000 a year.
Yeah, 50,000 jobs they're looking for. Mm-hmm.
$110,000 a year. That's in job for Walmart in trucking. That's pretty incredible. If you think about it, I mean, that's a pretty good sum of money there. I don't know what the hours are involved with that. I know it's long.
It's long, and you literally live in the truck for about 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah, but you're the federal government. I don't know what the rules are. You're limited in the volume you can drive. You got to basically record all that.
Ten hours a day.
10 hours a day. Okay, so yeah, so you got 10 hours a day that you can put in. So yeah, that's limited. I mean, that's pretty interesting to take a look at the job market here in this country and what's available.
Yeah, and back in the days when you can get by it because Walmart uses a computer now. They do everything by computer. But back in the days when you could get by it, you ran with 2 logbooks because you wanted to cover as much ground as you could and get as much freight haul as you could.
Mm-hmm.
But not anymore. Now, listen, the oil executives are now pushing back against the Democrats' charge of profiting off the Russian war with no tolerance for price gouging.
They're price gouging. I'm trying to, I don't see how that's really occurring right now. It's obviously a supply and demand situation. That's just how things work. Nobody likes paying the higher prices, but as soon as, things go up due to a situation, people start screaming, it's like the sky is falling. They start screaming, price gouging. No, it's just the reality of the terrain and what's going on and the supplies that are available.
Now, Democrats on the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Oversight and Investigations put oil company executives in the hot seat at a hearing this week on Wednesday, accusing the corporations of making profits from the Russian invasion of Ukraine amid oil shortages and high prices for gas at the pump.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous, quite frankly, in regards to Congress. They continue to do this again and again and again. Every single time oil prices, energy prices go up, they hold this kangaroo court-style nonsense in Washington, D.C. How about when the prices go down? When the prices go down, you don't hear them hold any hearings when these companies make less money. The oil companies don't set the price of oil. The markets do. They don't set the price of gasoline. That's not what they do. It's an open market that is freely traded, and that's what sets the price. It's not up to them.
Now, the wannabe governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, we found out yesterday, is now a millionaire. And she knew how to cash in after her Georgia loss, didn't she?
Well, politicians do. They always know. So she become a part of that club, and she most certainly is a part of that club. They've made her into a Democratic star, and she was now on
Star Trek.
Star Trek and crap like that. They love creating these characters and whatnot, and she's one of them, that's for sure.
Now, Elon Musk just has the golden touch that continues to work because the Standard & Poor's 500 ended higher, lifted predominantly by Tesla.
It's going to be the S&P and the markets are going to continue to be volatile. It's still very much headline driven. Concerns about what the Fed is going to do and obviously what's happening in Russia. So, you know, short term movements based upon, you know, a few stocks here and there. I don't lay a lot of credence behind any of that.
Now, Joe Biden is betting that a strong job market will shield the economy. I don't think so.
I think it's going to, you know, not so much shield the economy. I think that it's going to make it a different type of a slowdown or a possible recession that we go into. It changes the dynamic without a doubt. But I don't know about shielding the overall economy. I don't know what he means there. When you have a job market where people have the ability to go out there and get a job, that's a great thing. However, how much are they making at that job? Are the wages rising in proportion to the prices on everyday items? That's a big part of it too, because it's frustrating if you have a job and you're working and you can't afford to pay your bills. So, you know, we'll still see.
Now, the FDIC is asking banks for crypto info and citing the potential systemic risks that are involved.
Well, yeah, there's most certainly risk if they're using those assets, some of their banking. I don't know of many banks out there that are really taking deposits and dealing that heavily with crypto. The FDIC is an insurance company, insurance based upon the deposits that are in the bank to help protect them. And they have to have certain, reserves set aside. And they have to pay into that insurance. So, you know, if a bank were to fail, like we saw some of the banks fail back in 2007 and 2008, your funds are insured up to a certain dollar amount. So I don't know what crypto has to do with this, quite frankly.
Well, I don't know why we're hearing about this, but McDonald's investors reportedly will consider a civil rights audit.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I mean, it's, you know, it sounds like liberal, you know, claptrap nonsense to me. I mean, some of the stuff they come up with. I have no idea what a civil rights audit would even look like.
I don't either. I have no idea. That's why I asked. Okay, well, we're in agreement on that, but we don't know. Okay, listen, I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget to catch his program on the weekend. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to the website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, for more information. And I'm coming right back with Frank Salvato.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.